Hello, and thank you for joining us with the Guided Asim Meditation. Today is September 24th, 2014, and we will be doing our usual clearing meditation, clearing away stress, clearing away unwanted energies, whether it's emotional or physical sensations, maybe belief systems, various thoughts and so forth, whatever it is that doesn't serve us and that we're ready to release as divine spirits, this is the opportunity to do that. And then at the end of the releasing meditation, which, by the way, clears the aura, which is an electromagnetic energy field that surrounds the body, the chakras, which are energy centers. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine, and I will go into what each chakra dictates or rules. And we're going to clear, again, on a physical level, an emotional, mental, and spiritual level, all of those different things that may keep you stressed on any level. At the end of that clearing, then I will take us through a guided exercise that's part of this particular meditation that will actually allow you to begin solidifying in another dimensional realm a desire that you might have, something that you would like to have come to pass. So that will be at the end of our clearing and meditative cleansing. So without any further ado, I'd like you to make sure that you're sitting in your chair with your feet flat on the floor, your back straight, and hands in your lap with your eyes closed. And simply begin by just allowing yourself to relax, taking a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes as it moves all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale, releasing and letting go. And again, a nice deep inhale from the tips of your toes. Allow it to go up through your spine, all the way up to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and easy. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk has a very long base to it, because it goes all the way through the ground into the center of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. And take just a moment to experience yourself being completely connected to this tree trunk and being very, very stable, very secure. And allow yourself to continue to breathe very deeply from the tips of your toes. Allow that breath to go all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily. And for right now, I would like to invite you to relax every muscle in your body. Relax every muscle, starting with the top of your head. Relax the top of your head, your forehead. Just allowing any tension or pressure that might be there to melt away and to literally melt down that tree trunk. Relax your face, your eyebrows, your eyes, your cheeks, your mouth, and your jaw. As you breathe nice and easily and deeply, feel any tension in those parts of your body are just melting away. And as you continue to breathe and just focus on the breath, relax your neck, your shoulders. Let the tension and any tightness go as it goes down your arms and they relax completely all the way down to your hands. Relax your chest. Very good. And just really feel the tension in that part of your body completely melt away, completely leave you. Relax your stomach. Your middle of your back, your abdomen. Relax the lower part of your back and the lower belly area. Your muscles are completely relaxing and you are washing away all of the tension that exists there. And relax your hips. And your thighs, your buttocks. Relax your knees and your calves. The stress, the tension is just literally washing away, melting away, dissolving right down the tree trunk. And relax your feet. Very good. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, experience your body being very relaxed, holding on to no tension, no stress. And now I'd like for you to take a look to see where the edge of your aura is, where the edge of your aura is, and what color the edge of your aura is. Now, your aura is, again, a bubble that surrounds you, all the way around you, and it has an edge to it with a color. And is your aura about the size of the room? Is it halfway the size of the room? Maybe it's a little closer to you. Maybe it's even further extended beyond the walls of the room. It does not matter. Just get a sense of what the color of the edge of your aura is. And if you're not seeing the color, maybe you simply know what the color is. You may have a feeling of the color. Just utilize whatever your gifts are to be aware. And now move the aura so that it is closer and closer and closer to your body. See the edge of your aura and that bubble moving closer to your body so that it is no more than 12 inches from your body. No more than 12 inches from your body. You may feel safe in your own bubble, your own type of cocoon at this time. And the color of the edge of your aura may have changed. It could be the same, but it may have changed. Either way is all right. Notice if the color has changed and what that new color is. Or if it stayed the same. And no matter what color the edge of your aura is, with it being 12 inches away from your body, make sure there is a nice stiffness to the edge of your aura, like an eggshell stiffness, and that it is golden in color. A nice, golden, stiff eggshell edge to your aura. Very good. And everything from the edge of your aura and going inward, including your body, is considered to be your personal space. And continue to breathe. The breath is very important. It is the life force. It is the food of life that is given to us. As you exhale, you're able to release toxins and stress and everything that may cause you to stay in a more stressful or anxious state. And as you inhale, you breathe in the wonderful life, awareness, knowledge, love that is given. And now imagine on the outside of your aura is a giant, great big, beautiful rose. A rose that is so big that the bottom of the actual flower touches the floor, and the rose is as high up as you are. That rose may be any color that you desire. It may be polka dot, striped rainbow, any color of the rainbow or the crayon box that you can imagine. And it can be any size that you desire it to be. It might be very open, or it may be the size of a closed bud. It does not matter. As long as the stem of the rose has a long stem on it, from the bottom of the flower, it should have a very strong stem that goes all the way down through the ground and all the way into the center of the earth, where it is rooted into the center core of the earth. This is a nice, wonderful, large protection rose that is outside of your aura. And now imagine another large rose, a giant rose behind you, again outside of your aura, any color that you desire. It may be the same color or a different one, it doesn't matter. And make sure that it has a stem that also goes all the way down through the ground, through the earth, and embedded into the core of the earth. Very strong. And this rose may also be a bud or large. It's whatever you want it to be. And now imagine another giant rose on the outside of your aura to the left. A huge giant rose outside your aura on your left side. Also a very, very large rose with a stem that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. Very good. Embedded into the core. And imagine another rose outside your aura on the right. Again, this rose is a huge rose from the floor all the way up. And the rose may be any color that you desire for it to be. Very good. And nice long stem. Excellent. And just allow yourself to continue to breathe nice and easily. This is a time to relax and just be very present and very aware. Now, once you have set up your space as you've just done, you don't need to keep looking or imagining it or seeing it or feeling it or know or anything. Know that it is there, that everything is in place. And again, outside of your aura and even beyond the rose is a violet wall of fire. a large violet wall of fire, also known as the violet flame. And see that giant violet wall or flame of fire burning from the ground up. Very good. And this flame is one that allows for you to transform and transmute energy, such energies as fear into love, chaos into peace, calamity into joy, sadness into joy. And as you breathe deeply from the tips of your toes, going all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, as you exhale, I would like for you to exhale out of your first chakra. And your first chakra is located at your tailbone, at the base of your spine. This chakra allows you information on how to take care of yourself, eating, sleeping, clothed, shelter, job, finances, education, whatever's needed for your health. It deals with every aspect of being able to survive. And so as you breathe deeply and easily, exhaling out through that chakra, allow whatever energy that may keep you from being in a place of optimal health, living, experiencing, allow that energy to go right into that violet flame. Know that as you breathe through this first chakra, you're able to fully and completely let go of everything that stands in the way. You don't have to know what it is. You don't have to guess what it is. You don't have to wonder what it is. You may not see anything in particular. You may feel it. You may just simply know that right now you're clearing out any energy that blocks you from your natural flow of financial abundance, of total optimal health. Having insomnia, whatever the cause or the reason, now is the time, this is the place to let it go. The violet flame will take that energy and completely transform it, purifying that energy and sending it back to its original source, which is not you. You cannot release anything that is not part of your genuine, pure essence. So this energy comes from other places, and you are simply sending it back in its purified form. And now, as you continue to breathe, allow yourself to release any energy from your second chakra. Exhale through that second chakra, which is located 2 inches below the belly button. Again, the chakra is on the spine, but if you were to look at its position, it would be about 2 inches from the belly button. That chakra deals with emotions and sexuality. And so this is a great opportunity to clear away any energy from past and present lovers, whether you are married to the person or not, whether it's been your longtime partner or not. Now, here, this moment, release their energy so that they may have it back in its purified form, so that you can have the pure essence of your energy, which is what you are here to have. And allow yourself to continue to release any emotional energy as well, out through this second chakra. And the energy that you are releasing might be any excess anger or grief, frustration, confusion, jealousy, depression, apathy, lethargy, excitement, enthusiasm. Whatever it may be, there's no right or wrong. Happiness, let it all go. As a spiritual being, you are one that is neutral, not emotionless, but neutral. You need not be moved by any experiences or people or circumstances or conditions that would in any way disturb your peace. And very good. Exhale right out through that chakra, letting it go, whatever you're ready to release at this moment. And put your focus on your third chakra. Your third chakra is located behind your stomach at your solar plexus. And this chakra is your power center. This is the chakra that is connected, actually, between this world and the other world. This is where, if there is any form of control over your space, if there's anyone or anything that has control over you, let it go. It may be a habit, a certain addictive pattern. It even may be recurring dreams. Just allow yourself, as you breathe deeply through the third chakra, let go and release whatever is there. There's no need to hold on to it. Just let it go. Let it go. Very good. And anything that you know that you can let go of at this moment in time, do so. Great opportunity to let go of ego. And any energy where you may be trying to control or hold on to or tether yourself to other types of energy or people or things, this is the place to exhale and release all of that. So let it go easily and effortlessly. Very good. And put your attention now on your fourth chakra, which is located behind your heart, fourth chakra is behind your heart. And this chakra represents loving yourself and others. It is the chakra of unconditional divine love. And so if you have need to forgive someone, including yourself, this is the place to let go of that energy. Just release it and let it go. Let go of any invalidation you may have about yourself, you know, where you may be hard on yourself or expect more from you, any level of perfectionism that you have that would keep you from just really loving yourself in all ways, any perfectionism that you have or expect from others or your life circumstances, let that go. Allow any form of conditional love, of what I call human love, to simply go as you exhale out through your heart, and that energy goes right into the violet flame. There may be people, circumstances, experiences, just let it go. Breathing deeply and easily. Allowing your heart to open to pure, unconditional, divine love. And now put your attention on your fifth chakra, which is located at the base of your throat. This chakra represents expressing spirit clearly. This chakra is creativity and communication. And as you exhale out of that chakra, release any energy that would in any way stop or block you from being able to say what you may need to say and expressing yourself. Clear out any energy where maybe you have said too much. Allow yourself to release any energy that would keep you from fully, not just listening, but hearing what someone else is saying. Allow yourself to release whatever the energy is that would keep you from fully being able to create in the way that you desire. Ideas, those aha moments, creating, whether it's a business, artistically, whether it's creating a new way to discover science in its vast and various forms, or enhance technology, whatever form or way that you use to create, to hear spirit, to communicate and speak and express what you desire, anything that would block that energy now is the time, and the fifth chakra is the place. Very good. Excellent. Continuing to breathe as you exhale out the fifth chakra. And now put your attention on your sixth chakra. Put your attention on your sixth chakra. And again, take nice, deep, and easy breaths as you let go of this energy in the sixth chakra. And your sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, between your brows. And this chakra deals with seeing energy clearly. It is the chakra that discerns the truth from a lie. It is the chakra that is able to discern well because it sees from God perspective. And so any energy that would keep you in a place of judgment or criticism, let the energy go. Let it go fully and completely. Very good. Let it go, releasing. And let go of everything and anything you see that is not just simply perfect the way it is. Every energy has its form, its place. There is a reason that it is the way that it is, whether you understand it or not, whether you are in agreement with it or not, or in accordance with it or not. It has its place. And if you are dealing with whatever that energy is in the way of a thought or a behavior, someone else's actions, your actions, your feelings, whatever that energy is, know and see it and honor it as perfect just the way it is. And then you may choose to no longer have it as part of your experience, but recognize that it is perfect in its form and that there is a reason it is there. So let go of that energy from the sixth chakra that would keep you from seeing spirit and energy clearly, that would keep you from discerning the absolute truth from illusion. Excellent. And put your attention now on your seventh chakra. The seventh chakra is located at the top of your head. And this chakra actually assists in being still and knowing. It is the chakra that deals with knowing, knowing the truth, being in certainty. And so if you are doubtful about your path, about anything you're working on right now. If you have belief systems that are not serving you and you are doubtful about the direction they are taking you in, if you are uncertain about decisions that need to be made, this is the place and the time now to release that energy. Release the belief systems that may keep you in a place of confusion rather than having clarity and making a decision. Release the energy, even though you may be in a place of knowing, release the energy that tells you something else. Release rationalizing, intellectualizing, analyzing. Release all of that excess energy, for it stands in the way of your just simply knowing what is for you. It might be the words of a teacher, a parent, or anyone else who was in an authority position when you were young. It may be the institution of education in the area where you're from. It may be the ideologies and beliefs of others that you have accepted or adopted, but may not be truly where you are any longer. Let the energy go. Very good. And continuing to breathe nice and easily. Nice and easily, stay focused on the breath. Very good. All right, and so I want you to just now continue to breathe, releasing any energy from your aura. Your aura also collects unwanted, undesired energy from many different places, sources. As you clear your chakra, it moves the energy out of the chakra into the flame, but sometimes it doesn't move it all the way out of the aura. So now take this opportunity to clear any residue energy as you just take nice, deep, and easy breaths, bringing in that life force energy into your space and up through your spine to open your chi, your full energy essence, and exhale, letting go of any residue energy that might be stuck in your aura, any surface layers of anything, so that you can fully let go of the stress, the anxiety, the fear that does not serve you, that would keep you from being in a place of absolute, unconditional divine love and peace and the state of being in joy. Excellent. Very good. And now I'd like to take you through an exercise where you can begin to create on another dimensional plane that which you desire most right now. So at this moment, I'd like for you to put your attention on your heart. Put your attention on your heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra. And I'd like for you to see that chakra opening up. Imagine it's opening up, that there is actually a door there in the fourth chakra. That door is actually an elevator door. As it's open wide, step into the elevator. You're going now into the realms where your passions and desires lie. Once you are in the elevator, notice there is a key to the 12th level. Push the button at the 12th level. You are now on the 4th level, and you are going to push the button so the elevator goes up, all the way up to the 12th level. And when you have reached the 12th level, it stops. The elevator door opens. And as you step out, you are going to see a beautiful type of garden. A beautiful type of garden that's large and expansive, like a giant meadow, but it's garden, with gorgeous flowers of all colors, trees. It's very, very brightly lit, brighter than any sun that you may have seen, but yet it's not too harsh on your eyes. It is just brilliantly, brightly lit. And there in front of you, as you step off of the elevator, is a giant crystal. A giant crystal. It is a clear quartz crystal that represents the pure essence and energy of you. It resonates fully and completely your passions and your desires, no one else's but yours. And you notice that the crystal is standing very tall, 10 feet tall, in front of you, surrounded by a beautiful small pond. The pond has the clearest water you've ever seen. As you look in it, you can see forever. There is no bottom. It is just absolutely clear as you're able to see as far as you can down into the pond. And walk toward the crystal. And when you get close to the crystal, you will notice, again, there is a door, an opening, an archway. No one is able to enter it except for you. Only you can step into the crystal. And I invite you now to simply walk. Yes, you may walk on water. Walk across the pond and walk and step right into the crystal. The water keeps the crystal in a very highly, highly, highly energized frequency and vibrational state that is calibrated specifically for your desires and passions and your energy. It matches the essence of you. So as you step into this crystal, I want you to notice that it is like a giant screen. It is like a giant screen inside this crystal. The crystal looks like a room from the inside, a clear, beautiful, giant room. You're not able to see out, but you're able to see that there's a giant screen in this crystal. And now ask the question, what do I desire most at this time in your life? It might be this exact moment. It might be now for this year or this week or this month. But ask what it is you desire most and allow the image of what you desire to appear on the screen. Ask the desire to appear on the screen. Continuing to breathe, don't stop the breath. You may not see the image very clearly. Simply know that it is there for you. You may not be fully ready to accept it yet, but just know that you are now tuning in and turning on to your desire fully, to your passion. What you would like to have manifested now. And as you see it unfold before you, feel the experience of already being in this desire, of already having it, of already experiencing it. Know the experience as familiar as you know yourself. Whatever you desire most at this time, wherever your passion lies, very good. And now you may walk out of the crystal. Simply bow and acknowledge that you have received and begun the creation of your full desire and passion. And then walk again out of the crystal, across the water, across the garden, and back into the open door of the elevator. As you walk into the elevator and you turn around with the door still open, notice the crystal has begun to glow. It is now resonating at a vibration and even a color that is set into motion, that desire and that passion. It is fully activated and already attracting to you exactly what it is that you already experienced while in the crystal, which is that desire. And now push the button to number 4. And the elevator goes down, all the way down. Until you reach level 4. And when you do, the door opens and you may step out again into your heart center where you've noticed it is now also glowing at the same color and the same frequency of light as the crystal. They are synchronized as one, as if they are twins. In harmony with each other, in unity, experience the unconditional love for your desire, for your passion. Another deep breath. And now imagine a nice, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun over your head. And surrounding your entire body. A beautiful, bright, golden sun is over your head and surrounding your entire body on the outside of your aura. And now absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Bring it in closer to you, all the way into your aura, into your space, all the way into your body. A very bright, bright golden sun. And let that sun go down the tree trunk to the center of the earth. And imagine one more bright, 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 beautiful pearlescent gold. It's a white gold. It's so bright. Very bright, bright gold. See that around you. And again, absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Pulling it into you all the way. And let it go down the tree trunk to the center of the earth. And when you are done, you may open your eyes. Now, if you have a question you would like to ask in reference to this evening's meditation, you may do so by hitting *6 and then asking me your question. Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining me for this guided Essene meditation. And I wanted to make a brief announcement, which is there is an actual Essene meditation class that goes into even more depth than what I do here on these evening meditations. The class will begin October 15th. It is a teleclass, so it is on the phone, makes it easy for you to participate. And to find out more about it, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org, centeroflightmiracles.org, and go to the Current Live Events tab at the top, and then go to Join Us Live, the very first item on the drop-down menu, and you will be able to read about the Scene Meditation class, as well as some of the other specials that are going on right now and workshops that are upcoming. So thank you for being part of this meditation. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.